Coach, did you rest a lot of the veteran guys not play for you in the scrimmage last on Saturday?
Just the guys who've been kind of on that pitch count. So, you know, we did about an hour's worth of practice first. So we did Indy 7-on-7, 9-on-7, 1-on-1 pass rush. We did spring league 2 minutes. So all those guys got all that work. But then we held out Ty and Nash, who we've been holding out of all the live stuff. Tommy and Giff, Keese. On offense, I held out Ben Hart, Ben Scott, and Jamal Banks. Fedoni got a little work. So the guys who have a ton of reps or something like that, you know, to me, once you hit 1,000 reps, it's kind of like, you know, let the young guys play. So, but for the most part, we had, you know, everyone else I thought really competed. We came out of it pretty healthy, which was great. And, you know, for us, it's like a blood test. You know, you send your blood off, they tell you how you're doing. And for us as coaches to see what we're doing well, for the players to see what they did well. A lot of good things came out of the scrimmage, but yeah, we did hold a couple guys.
You think you'll have a similar plan for this Saturday scrimmage and also next week as far as holding the veteran guys out, or what's your thought there?
Yeah, I'm not going to scrimmage those five or six guys, you know, seven guys at any point. It's kind of how I've always done in my career. I learned it from Coach Paterno. Once you were like a fifth-year senior, just kind of, if you had been a multi-year starter, you didn't do a ton. We do more here team-wise, but I can't say specifically in the spring game because we might change that, but as it relates to this Saturday, I would assume we'd hold some of those guys.
How do you see those QBs handle that Saturday scrimmage?
I thought they were really good. You know, it's a really hard defense to go against. And I thought we protected the ball well, which was the first thing, right? Like, we're on a mission to be in the positive territory on turnover margin. So I think there was only one turnover on the day through a lot of reps. I thought they handled all the pressures. I thought they adjusted all the different things. But the biggest thing is, you know, get into the stadium for the first time and I put crowd noise on, so you can't have coaches out there like, no, cut your split. Coaches are the worst, so they won't tell guys what to do. So I put crowd noise on so you couldn't hear from the sideline. And, you know, it's just wanted to test the guys and see what they knew. And a lot of things to work on, you know, but a lot of positive things. So I think we've made a lot of strides in a short amount of time.
How do you kind of balance that in the spring where obviously you're emphasizing protecting the ball, but, you know, defensively you also are trying to get turnovers and get the ball out too? I mean, how's that kind of push and pull work?
Yeah, well, I mean, we just push it on both sides, and then the result of I don't get caught up in the result. You know, to me, it's like I was laughing. What was great about the scrimmage for me on Saturday is normally you stand back there by yourself. I was back there. I made Nash. Nash had a clipboard out there. He was charting things for Terrence. I don't know what he's charting. I had Ty out there. I had Giff, and I was telling Giff, like, the hard thing as the head coach is when you create a turnover, you're fired up for the defense, you're angry at the offense, and vice versa. So rarely are you really happy in a scrimmage. You give up a big play, great job offense, what are we doing on defense? So, you know, really it's just more about the process of it. Like, you know, are we on defense? Are we attacking the ball? Are we punching at the ball? Are we, you know, the quarterbacks weren't live, so that most of your turnovers come from the quarterback position. And then offensively, are we protecting the ball? And you know, the quarterbacks might not turn the ball over because they're not getting hit, but if they have one hand on the ball in the pocket, it's eventually going to be a problem. So I just try to stay very process-oriented and look at the tape. But, yeah, we're trying to push it on both ends because, you know, we had 31 turnovers last year. That's obviously way, way, way too many. We only took the ball away 14 times, including on special teams once. So, you know, taking the ball away 13 times is not nearly enough. You know, you look at most championship caliber teams, you know, like they're in the 20s. So we're pushing it on both ends.
Have you seen a correlation between the guys who were the top performers during the winter in the mat drills and the guys who are having really good springs right now?
I think they're independent. You know, I mean, I think, I don't think anyone had a bad winter. So, you know, I'm pretty pleased with everyone. You know, you try to have a great winter just to give you a chance in the spring. And then in the spring, you know, you compete, you try to have a great spring just to give you a chance heading into the summer. Then you try to have a great summer just to give you a chance heading into fall camp. But at the end of the day, the best players will play, right? Now, we can't have anybody out there that won't do the standard, right? Won't do the things that we ask of them. But this team's great about that. They do everything we ask. I mean, I was really pleased with today. I know you guys want to talk about the scrimmage, but the Tuesday after the first scrimmage, half the team has influenza. I mean, we were growing up, they called it the flu. Now it's influenza. It sounds way scarier. But, you know, half the teams, I mean, guys are sick. Guys are out there battling through it. And I came out there today, like, you know, okay, I told the coaches, like, hey, let's get after them today. Let's coach hard today. Let's push them today. I was really happy. Like, they, I mean, you don't see me happy very often after practice, right? It's not my job to be happy. But I was really happy today with, like, them bouncing back and seeing a lot of the guys, you know, come out of that first scrimmage. You look at what you did. You know, our young people have a tendency to be like, oh, I played good. I played bad. You played how you played. Some things were good. Some things were bad. Just build off the good stuff, fix the bad stuff. And I saw a lot of growth today. So I'm pretty pleased right now, to be honest with you.
Coach, the transfer portal opened yesterday across college football. I mean, with 2 weeks of practice kind of going on right in the middle of all that, how do you manage that? And what are maybe any challenges that might present with that 15-day window kind of right in your final 2 weeks of
spring? Yeah, I mean, I think if anybody on our team wants to go in the portal, it's open today. That's their right. You know, obviously no one has yet. I don't anticipate anybody going in. When we get done with spring, we'll have a couple guys will have a couple days to see if something's best for them. You know, our guys are really transparent. We've had players on our team already have people from other teams contact them, you know, come in, walk in, say, Coach, look at this, show us a text message, show us this. It's a sad state of college football, when, you know, but the problem's not the players. Let me start there. The problem's not the players. So I love our guys. I want everyone to be here. But I also want them, you know, I mean, you know, we had guys transfer to other places last year. I've talked to their coaches. I've talked to them, how they doing. And once you played for me, you played for me for life. So, yeah, I mean, maybe it's a unique challenge in terms of some guys, like, should I, but we're pretty transparent with our guys. Like, if they want to come talk to us, we're here to talk to them. I ask the coaches after scrimmages to meet with guys one-on-one. I'm always available. So I just don't think it's really prudent, and maybe this is Pollyannish, but like, I don't think it's prudent for me to like coach guys thinking about the portal, you know, because like, you know, the worst thing you can ever do for a young person is not have high standards for them and not push them to greatness. So if you're afraid of pushing them because they might go to the portal, then probably don't have the right guy anyway. So you know, I'm sure things will happen, good, bad, but we're just gonna coach the guys, try to get the team better, and pour everything we have into our players, both on the field, off the field, and personally. And, you know, if something happens, it happens.
Ask about him because a couple of veterans have just Vincent Shavers is a guy who they've liked how he's gotten after it. What's kind of jumped out about him as one of those?
You know, I hate talking about freshmen, but, I mean, I certainly would never use a freshman's nickname, but they call him V9. And, like, he plays football the way you want it played, you know. So I say all that to say, like, I normally wouldn't want to say it, but he's earned the right to have someone talk about him. He flies around. I don't know if he's perfect yet, you know. I mean, he's got a lot of probably work to do football wise, but he loves to play the game. He's unbelievably grateful. There's no entitlement to him. He works hard. Everything from academics to community service to football, he puts his heart and soul into. He's a blessing to be around the building, and it's the type of kid you want to coach.
Wide receiver wise, Matt, how have you seen that group improve over the course of this spring season?
Yeah, you know, good and bad. We are significantly improved in that room. The guys have grown up. We brought some players in. The freshmen are really good, so we're making some big plays. I don't know if our ball skills in the scrimmage were what I wanted. We had too many drops, in my opinion, or tough catches, tough catch plays. Our team's not, we're not a big press team. And so if you guys go back to me talking about early on about us having the ability to handle guys getting physical with us, we don't play a lot of that, so we don't see a lot of it. So I've had to manufacture some of that. I don't know how we're handling that. In fact, I'll say this. When I have seen us get pressed, I don't think we've improved enough at it. But the great thing about Garrett is he's one of those coaches. For a young coach, he's not real defensive. He's like, okay, we need to improve this, 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 and this. But like our route running, our speed, our effort, our knowledge is like, been really a great jump. There's just things to improve. Ball skills, catching the ball with pressure on, you know, hard catches. And the biggest thing for me is just still, you know, we're going to go face some teams this year and they're going to line up and they're going to grab you at the line of scrimmage. And you might get one call or two, but you're not going to get 50. So you better learn, you know, you better learn to fight for yourself. And so, you know, again, everyone sees the wow plays. You know, we put out the highlights every day. Everyone sees the catch over the top, the one-handed, the shoulder catch, you know, but there might be three other plays where we couldn't get off press. And so it's our job is to keep working on the things we're not great at. And I think that's the main thing moving forward is, you know, just continuing to improve our ball skills and handling press and handling people that are aggressive with us.
You expect that Banks and Nair will lead the the group in that area and showing the younger guys. I mean, I'll put Alex Bullock in that category too, leading them to teach the younger players, first and second year guys, how to handle press and you know, work on their ball skills.
I think older players, especially new older players, I think the only thing they can really they really mentor in is just in terms of like handling the pressure, handling the workload, and then the off the field stuff. I think in terms of beating press and all that, I think it's got to be Garrett. You know, now Alex because he's been here, and then once you've kind of taught it, then your older players start. You know, but they're so new to the program, just you know, learning how we do things, learning how we teach things, and again because we're not seeing a ton of it. I've had to manufactured some of it today, but as I've said before, Jamal's been great to have in the room, a guy who's had that much production. I think the biggest lesson that Jamal shows the guys is I've had a ton of production, yet I come into work every day and, you know, grind. He works his tail off. And so I think that's a really important lesson, that as you have success, you know, you don't arrive. As you have success, you continue to work to have more success. And that's what I see from Jamal.
Physicality, how do you balance that in spring between, yeah, we want to be physical and we want to get ready for Big Ten football, but also we don't want to bang anyone up and we don't want to compromise, you know.
Yeah, I don't think about it. We practice, you know. We're not going to have a tag-off scrimmage. You know, we're not going to, you know, I mean, we there's a lot of days where we thud. We don't tackle to the ground. Like our tackling to the ground reps are at a minimum, but we're 5-7. We're 5-7 till we change that. And so we have an amazing fan base and a lot of positive stuff around us all the time that excited for the new year. We're 5-7 till we're not. And so, and if we were 11-1, I'd be like, hey, we lost the game. And if we were 12-0, I'd say, yeah, but that doesn't, I mean, we're going to always practice physical. How do you master your craft in this game if you don't do it? And so, you know, yeah, there's a lot of people win a lot of different ways. I'm not in any way talking about anyone else. I'm just talking about for us. I want to take great young people. I want to watch them get a degree, maybe 2 degrees, have a great experience here. But I also want to develop pro players. And to me, lifting is great and running is great and teaching them the game is great. They've got to practice and play. So we are really physical. You know, we put the Guardian caps on this year, which I'm excited about. But we're going to get guys banged up. Guys are going to get hurt. What I do believe, and I believe this with all my heart, is if guys learn to play full speed, the injuries get reduced. And so we try to do everything we can. We put grass in. Everything we can to minimize the injuries, but I mean we have some soft tissue stuff. We have some guys that got hurt from the season, but we've had nothing happen this year other than Leslie, and he'll be back. That would affect the fall. So our job is to make sure we have a good team. You know, we're 5-7. We got to practice. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, coach.
They're saving up for.